Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hey, friends. Oh, my goodness. February is here. It's also affectionately referred to as White Glove Love Month. That's right. I am so proud to represent White Glove Moving and Storage. And each and every year, we love to show some extra love to our referral sources and our customers. And this year, we just happen to be celebrating 20 years of continual service, providing moving and packing expertise at great prices and providing customers that peace of mind when it comes to all the logistics and the heavy lifting for a move, whether that move is near or far. We can help folks nationwide as well as internationally. So if you do know of anyone that's preparing for an upcoming move, please don't hesitate to mention White Glove Moving and Storage. And we'll chat more about them here later on in the broadcast. Also, special thank you to my friends over at Foxy Nails, now with two locations. So as you get ready to look foxified for Valentine's Day, you know that you can go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, morning to early evening, manicures, pedicures, waxing, lash extensions, and they're true nail artists. You see something, they can emulate it. I went total Valentine's. I love it. My producer is in the room and her eyes just lit up with the sparkle that I have provided and showcased to her. They look incredible when they hit the sunlight just right. So thank you again to Foxy Nails, two locations, one in Vero Beach and one on South Hutchinson Island off of Seaway Drive. You will not be disappointed when you get foxified for Valentine's. Now, the weekend of Valentine's is probably one of my favorite experiences on the Treasure Coast. It is Arts Fest. And I am so excited that we have Nancy Terrell. She is our executive director for Martin Arts with us on today's show so that we know what to anticipate 1 week from today. Nancy, how are you?
Wow.
Happy 2022.
I can't believe it's only a week away.
I know.
It seems to happen again so fast. It must have been more than 51 weeks ago.
It feels like, but it's been a little bit of a whirlwind. But good news is I've already chatted with Mother Nature, and she's guaranteeing some perfect weather where folks are going to come out and really be, I think, like motivated and just so, I mean, this event is so community driven. Everyone is happy. Everyone's waving and smiling and visiting with artists and community vendors. I mean, this is just something that everyone should look forward to, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it is. I mean, even though I'm there and I'm quote unquote working that weekend, I have been coming to this event before I ever worked for this organization. It is just such a mainstay of this community, and it's all about the community and how much they love the arts. It's awesome.
So I'll be working myself as White Glove Moving and Storage. We're proud to support this event and Martin Arts annually. As fine art movers, we felt that this was a really good mesh. And, you know, one of my favorite things when I'm working an event like this is not only do I give out those beautiful postcards of incredible images caught throughout the Treasure Coast and do a little branding and chatting, but so many folks come up and say, oh, I loved your team. And then they just want to talk and they want to share stories, not just about their moving experience, but why they came to the community to begin with. And it just warms my heart to have that opportunity. So what are the hours that folks can come and peruse the art, the vendors?
Sure. So we're both Saturday and Sunday. So that's the 12th and 13th. And we are open from 10 in the morning till 5 in the evening. So all the beautiful, gorgeous daylight hours you can come and enjoy. And, you know, kids 18 and under are free. And the rest of us are $5 admission. So it's a great, great way to spend the day.
Right. And of course, that's a novel amount to be able to come in and experience this totally sanctioned off. Ocean Drive. I mean, let's give our listeners a little bit of a rundown, what they should expect for parking, where they can enter in through the gates.
Sure, sure. Happy to do that. So parking is all over downtown Stuart. We've got some great lots like the Kiwanis Park lot, or the there's parking behind the county courthouse and over near Stuart Middle School on Georgia and East Ocean. So there's parking surrounding our whole little blocked off area, which runs from East Ocean Boulevard at where the gazebo is, which is the best, I think, landmark on the west side. And then it runs all the way east to the intersection at Florida, which is near Pusateri's Pizza and the Wells Fargo Bank and Memorial Park. And we just take over the road, the courthouse parking lot, the gazebo, and make that into a full-on arts experience. We will have artists lining the streets, and you can enter at both the east and west end, so right on East Ocean Boulevard. So that's really easy. Artists and sponsors will be up and down East Ocean Boulevard. We have over 75 artists participating. Some are returning favorite names that we know, and others are new to the event, and I love having a blend like that. I think that's awesome.
Yes, it keeps things interesting for sure.
It does. And we help our, you know, really local artists who are, you know, trying to say, do I want to do this, you know, festival thing? So we've got 10 artists who share a tent that are from Stuart or, you know, Martin County area generally, that share a tent and sort of are dipping their toes in the water about being a festival artist. So those are really great folks to meet as well. But then we have entertainment all day on the gazebo stage. And on Saturday, we have the Chopped experience, which will be phenomenal.
And that's emulated just like the TV show, right?
It is. It is. We're going to have four chefs this year. I mean, last year we had to do the whole Chopped competition virtually.
Virtually. So yeah, that was interesting.
It was. And we are back and live and in person this year, which is great. So we have returning winners. We have Chef Eric Grutka, who is a 2015 winner, Chef Mark Muller, who was a 2021 winner, Jose Peralta was in 18 and 19, and Aldo Ramirez was 2020. So these guys are going to head-to-head at 11 o'clock on Saturday, and the judges will confer, and at 1 o'clock, two of the four will come out back for a final round so that we can name the grand champion of 2022.
Ooh, this is so exciting. I look forward to that every year. It is a fun feature. But we're going to do more than just that entertainment as far as the Chopped portion, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Chopped is officially just Saturday because it is Valentine's Day weekend, and so these chefs could not be away from their posts on Sunday.
Valid.
So on Sunday, we have culinary demos. We're going to have somebody who's going to talk to us about bees from Honey Honey Company. Mm-hmm. We've got Caitlin Palmieri, who's the gardening and food justice coordinator for the Boys and Girls Clubs. She is going to talk to us about having fun with flavor, but it's good for all ages, even though she's with the Boys and Girls Clubs. And then we've got a talk about gardening. So I think it's really awesome to sort of take Chopped to a whole new level.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
And then because it is an all-day affair, again, 10 to 5, both Saturday and Sunday, the 12th and 13th, knowing, of course, that Super Bowl has been pushed back to the 13th, so 5 o'clock to close up out of there is perfect. It gives everyone enough time to go home. Hopefully they've already got everything prepped. But people like to snack throughout the day, and I've always been a fan of the food fair that is provided at Martin Arts. Who will we be showcasing this go-round?
So I mentioned Chef Mark Muller, who is with Ellie's Deli, and Ellie's Deli has taken on the food for Arts Fest this year, and it's one of my favorite places to go in downtown Stuart.
Me too.
I think it'll be a great addition, but then we have some other snack stuff. You know, we've got an ice cream vendor, although you know, with the cool temps that have come through lately, I don't know how much ice cream we're all eating, but there will be coffee and donuts, too, for the sweet side.
Very nice. You always think of everything. What a committee. What a committee. Now,
and of course, go ahead.
Well, from the artist standpoint, and again, knowing that there's going to be over 75 different artists, this is, in fact, a juried experience to a degree, right? There's going to be the presentation of awards in various categories for these artists that mobilize and set up. Not only do they have a chance to sell, but they have the chance to potentially win an award, right?
That's right. That's right. We have a best of show, and then in each of the kind of the medium. So, you know, you're talking, we have ceramic artists, we have fiber, and they enter in their own categories, glass, jewelry. We've got a lot of jewelry, mixed media, painting, photography, sculpture, and wood. So the judges look at them all within their category, and there's some category awards, and then they do some best overall kinds of judging, and those will be announced sometime in the afternoon on Saturday. Sometimes we have very slow and methodical judges, and it takes a little longer, and then sometimes they run right through there. But they really do spend time with each and every artist and try to get an idea how they're doing the work that they're doing. So it's pretty cool.
Uh-huh. And in the past, I've always seen and been a fan of the notion that with the help of a liquid libation, typically geared towards adults, there tends to be the purchase of more art and custom jewelry pieces.
Absolutely. And, you know, Bonner's Bar has been, Mobile Bar Service has been a sponsor and our vendor for the bar service for, I can't even remember how many years now.
As long as I've been
five
there.
And this year we brought in a Stuart favorite, our only local brewery, Ocean Republic, has come in as a sponsor as well. So you'll be able to choose from a couple of Ocean Republic brews on tap, as well as meet the team at Ocean Republic.
Well, that's good fun. I love it.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's going to be some music, right?
Of course. You know, we've got entertainment, both Saturday and Sunday. The highlights are the Murray Middle School Drama Department will be presenting the Inventors Hall of Fame, which is a musical about some of the most amazing inventors out there. And they'll kick off our day on Saturday with that. We have the Bad Apples Brass Band parading through the street twice on Saturday at noon and 2 in the spirit of New Orleans.
Love this.
Yeah. If you remember last year, we had that amazing Junkanoo Band. We're trying to keep that energy level up.
It was terrific. Honestly, the whole set of vendors and guests were participating, taking video, clapping along. I mean, the energy was infectious.
Yeah, so this should be an amazing jam running down the street, too, this year. I'm excited for it. And then in the afternoon, we have Yvette Norwood Tiger, who's an international jazz vocalist, who is performing at 3 o'clock, and she promises to wow the audience. So, you know, we encourage you to bring a blanket, a chair, sit down in the lawn, enjoy a beverage, whether it's adult or otherwise, and enjoy the entertainment. And then on Sunday, we've got the Treasure Coast Classical Guitar Society bringing a quartet of guitarists in. Mm. We've got Bosham Stewart, who's another great jazz artist who's from right here in South Florida. And in the afternoon at 3:30, the Indian River Pops Orchestra is going to perform, I think, a primarily patriotic lineup of songs. So it's going to be phenomenal.
Super Bowl Sunday? Heck yeah.
On Super Bowl Sunday,
I love it. Patriotic music, get everybody in the mood. So the music is going to be towards the gazebo area and the on both days. And then the Chopped is going to be closer towards the open field there.
It is going to be right near the gazebo as well.
Oh,
so
okay.
We're sort of flipping back and forth between Chopped Entertainment and the music entertainment.
Got it. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, we're talking Arts Fest. It's the annual tradition hosted by Martin Arts. It's February 12th and 13th. It's only $5 to get in, 10 to 5 each day, full of unique shopping experiences and art to help, you know, stimulate the senses. There's going to be food, there's going to be drinks, there's going to be music, there's going to be chop, there's going to be so many things going on. And again, if you are at a loss for all of the various events that happen throughout our incredible community and you say, gosh, where can I just find all of this information in one fell swoop? Well, Nancy, I hope you're taking notes too. TreasureCoast.com. That's right. TreasureCoast.com. It is free for nonprofits, restaurants, bars, various paid organizations to be able to post their upcoming events and the details, because they want at treasurecoast.com for guests and residents alike to have one easy to navigate online opportunity so that they know where the live music is, where the action is, how they can support these great nonprofits, how they can help these small local businesses. It's really just an incredible experience. TreasureCoast.com, they help to promote our Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network luncheons at White Glove Moving and Storage. We partner with them for a number of their publications throughout the year, their online hurricane guide and holiday gift giving guide, just doing what they can to help support local and sharing breaking news with our residents. So check that out at treasurecoast.com. If you have something coming up, it's free to use. I suggest that you do it. You can find all the information for Arts Fest, which is next weekend. If you're driving around this weekend, come visit us over at Garden Fest in Vero Beach, under the Oaks, next to Riverside Theater. We are going to be open from 9 to 4 on Sunday. Today, Saturdays is wrapping up, but I'm telling you, unique experiences. Ask the master gardeners if you have questions. Just some incredible vendors and some beautiful, fresh plants and more to bring into your space. So it's a good way to kick off the new year. All these amazing things happening. There's more in store with Where to Go, What to Try, and How to Give Back throughout the Treasure Coast. We're talking Arts Fest. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. Don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, TreasureCoast.com.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Hello, this is Carol Jean Jordan, your tax collector here in Indian River County. All of our offices are scheduling appointments for in-office services, but you can get that little yellow sticker quicker by using our express lane. It's fast, convenient, and free when you pay with an e-check. Renew your registration on our website and select pick up at the tax collector's office. Order before 3 p.m. and you can pick up your little yellow sticker on the same day. Order at irctax.com. That's irctax.com.
ITEX, or International Trade Exchange, is the largest barter company in the world, with over 25,000 members offering goods and services. We're a marketing company that brings you new business in the way of trade, with over 200 local members enjoying the benefits of ITEX, like lawyers, doctors, plumbers, media, printing, and more.
Hi, this is Liz Bowler. Contact me and find out why barter through ITEX has been smarter for over 30 years. 772-532-1881. Visit itex.com.
If you want a home that has the style of the coast, come to Sunshine Furniture during the Tommy Bahama and Lexington half-price spring home event. Now until February 28th, you save 50% on all bedroom, dining room, media, office, and occasional furniture with fresh finishes and rich textures made from materials that reflect the essence of coastal living. At Sunshine Furniture, our 35,000 square foot showroom is also filled with the largest selection of in-stock coastal furniture from Universal, Hooker, Riverside, Four Seasons, and Capri. We are the outdoor furniture experts and have the largest selection of patio furniture anywhere. Visit Sunshine Furniture now during the Tommy Bahama and Lexington half-price spring home event. All pictures, lamps, and accessories are 50% off. Sunshine Furniture, 1295 US 1 in Vero Beach, next to Planet Fitness. Visit our website at sunshinefurniturecasual.com. Also, don't forget to visit our outlet and sales store just across the street.
Olive is a sweet elementary school boy frightened to go to school on Valentine's Day. He tries to defeat the Princess of Love, but along the way, he learns the meaning of true love. Local author Helen Millman's new inspirational children's book makes the perfect gift. Olive and the Valentine Spell is available through your local bookstore, Amazon, Books A Million, and Barnes & Noble.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
It's February. We love February and the Treasure Coast. There's always so much to do. Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the Moses. Thanks for tuning in each and every week. Please check us out online at treasurecoastinsider.us. You can live link to our incredible sponsors like Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do, using only local appraisers. They never sell your loan. And they can set up that complimentary consultation in offices in Melbourne, Vero, Port St. Lucie, and even representation in Martin County. Thank you again to Caliber Home Loans. Let's focus on home ownership in 2022. And a special thank you to True Colors Salon and Spa, the largest salon in all the Treasure Coast, located on Old Dixie in Vero. They have a 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. So with a variety of stylists that can hit any budget, they provide weekend and evening hours. Knowing that you have that 100% customer satisfaction guarantee, it allows you to experiment a little bit. And of course, you're going to want to look your best for Valentine's Day, which is super fast approaching. In fact, it is the day after Arts Fest, which is the 12th and 13th of this month in downtown Stuart, right off of Ocean. We have Nancy Terrell on the line. She is our executive director with Martin Arts. Her and the committee, I love being a part of this committee, the board as a whole. We've been working hard, and we're excited that the fruits of our labor are about to pay off. We have just a little bit over a minute, Nancy, but I just want you to kind of hit home with any fun facts about Arts Fest, or really what they could see if they go inside.
Yeah. When you come to Arts Fest, you know, the beauty of doing it where we are doing it again this year is the Courthouse Cultural Center is part of the property of the festival grounds, and we have an amazing Floridian Flavors art quilt show. And get out of your head about anything you think about what a quilt might look like. These don't look anything like that. They're amazing pieces of art. So, you know, don't just get caught up in all the outdoor activity. Pop in and see the exhibit inside. We always have something going on here all 12 months out of the year. And, you know, it's a great weekend to buy something special for your loved one.
It certainly is something unique that you can really only find at Arts Fest. Are the quilts that are on display in the exhibition, are they available for purchase also?
Yes.
Exciting.
Yes, they have to stay up until the show is over at the end of February. Our next show opens March 4th, and it's three amazing women artists. And, you know, an eye about what they think about humanity and what that means in our world. So we'll be celebrating International Women's Month in March with a three-artist female show. So it'll be great.
Oh, my goodness. I love it. And, of course, a special thank you to all the sponsors and committee members that make Arts Fest possible each and every year. It's an annual tradition. We hope that you will come support us. $5 gets you in to explore and have all the fun that you could possibly muster. And remember, February 16th, ladies, if you're looking to network, the Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network Stewart Edition will be hosted at the all-new Michelinas. Until next week, folks, cheers.